Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, as we've talked about in the past, Apple is planning a major shakeup for the iPhone in 2027 in celebration of its 20th anniversary. While we don't know too many details about this new design, one thing that has been clear in early rumors is that Apple wants to utilize a lot more glass in the design. This special 20th anniversary iPhone model would likely come with a more premium price tag regardless, but it might come with an even heftier one than usual. This all boils down to the ongoing tariff situation. As of right now, it looks as if hefty tariffs on China will stick around. While there is a tariff exemption in place for most of the tech sector, including iPhones, that won't last forever, as the Trump administration has already said it'll unveil a tariff plan for smartphones and semiconductors in the next month or two. In response to these tariffs, Apple is moving a lot of iPhone manufacturing to India, but this is a long process that can't be done on a whim. Bloomberg reports that iPhone production in India just isn't capable of using the cutting-edge tech that's currently available in China. The report explains that while Apple's manufacturing in India has reached parity with China in terms of current iPhone quality, the 20th anniversary models are extraordinarily complex. They'll require new parts and production techniques, making it far from a certainty that Apple will be able to build those phones outside of China. While that could be possible at some point, Bloomberg says it's certainly not happening by 2027. Apple has never produced a major new product design outside of China for the first go-around. So because of this, Bloomberg says that the 20th anniversary iPhone will be more expensive both because of its ambitious new glass design, but also because Apple will look to heed off the impact of these tariffs, since there's no way for the device to be made in countries outside of China. Meanwhile, as for the iPhone 17 this year, last year a rumor suggested the iPhone 17 Pro might have a more durable and anti-reflective display technology. But as we inch closer to the iPhone 17 release in September, it now turns out this rumor might not pan out. Last year's rumor said that Apple had developed equipment that could add a super hard anti-reflective layer to the iPhone's display that was also more scratch resistant than ever before. This week's rumor, however, cites an anonymous source with reliable information and says that Apple ran into problems scaling the production of the new display coating process. The process for applying this new coating was allegedly too slow when taking into account the millions of devices Apple produces. When we talked about the original rumor last year, we explained that the technology sounded similar to Corning's Gorilla Glass armor that first debuted with the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. This was described as the first truly big upgrade in a while to smartphone glass. Gorilla Glass armor reduces reflection by up to 75%. And offers added protection against scratches and other damage. On the surface, it sounds similar to Apple's nanotexture technology that's available on its Macs and external displays and iPads, but it's actually more of a coating that goes over your typical glossy screen rather than a full matte design. Apple has used its ceramic shield technology since the iPhone 12 in 2020, aiming to provide better durability against drops and scratches. Ceramic Shield was created by Apple and Corning, who has received funding through Apple's Advanced Manufacturing Fund. And when it announced the iPhone 16 last year, Apple touted that its latest generation Ceramic Shield technology used a more advanced formulation that was 2 times tougher than the glass on any other smartphone. Given Apple's close collaboration with Corning over the years, I'd be surprised if some flavor of the Gorilla Glass armor technology doesn't make its way to the iPhone eventually, but at least based on what we know right now, it sounds like that won't be the case for the iPhone 17 this year. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year, thanks to Card Pointers. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Running out today, over the weekend, a buzzy story gained traction across several publications. The basic message was that Apple had warned users to delete Chrome from their iPhones immediately. If true, this would indeed be huge news, but the real details are more complicated and nuanced. Apple has long maintained user privacy as being a core part of its values. This shows up in its branding and advertising specifically. For example, last summer, Apple debuted a new ad campaign for Safari that emphasized the browser's privacy features. The ad used the tagline, "Your browsing is being watched," and showed off other browsers as being like surveillance cameras, following you around everywhere. The ad was a not-so-subtle jab at Chrome, which is the market leader in the web browsing space. The ad specifically pointed out things like how Chrome doesn't remove trackers from URLs or hide your IP addresses from known trackers. But if this ad debuted nearly a year ago, the question is, why is it getting fresh attention now? It turns out the ad is resurfacing due to a recent announcement from Google about Chrome. Last year, only 6 days after the Safari video went live, Google announced some changes it was proposing to third-party tracking in Chrome. Essentially, some of the privacy concerns Apple's ad highlighted were being addressed by Google. But this week, however, Google reversed course and said it's not making the Chrome changes after all. The company said, quote, "We've made the decision to maintain our current approach to offering users third-party cookie choice in Chrome and will not be rolling out a standalone prompt for third-party cookies." The company continued, "The adoption of privacy-enhancing technologies has accelerated, and new opportunities to safeguard and secure people's browsing experiences with AI have emerged, and the regulatory landscape around the world has evolved considerably," end quote. This is basically Google saying that it no longer thinks that these privacy changes are necessary, and its backtracking on these changes has led the Safari video to resurface across the web. In conclusion, Apple didn't specifically warn users to delete Chrome from their iPhones. Apple continues to be a major partner with Google, including taking billions of dollars to make it its default search engine in Safari. So the chances of Apple directly telling users to delete Chrome are extremely slim. But Apple's ad campaign last summer, which again is gaining renewed traction this week, did suggest iPhone users who care about their privacy should use Safari instead. You can hit the link in the show notes below to watch this Safari ad and draw your own conclusions about whether you think it was Apple telling people to delete Chrome. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.